when I really need to terminate someone. I listen to Sam Crowley and the Everyday Saturday podcast, and you should too. So do it. Do it now.
Welcome to the Everyday is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Everyday is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. It's great to be back and better than ever. January 6, 2015. It's the new year. It's the new you. Oh, by the way, thank you so much, Arnold, for the great endorsement. Appreciate you listening to the show. I know you've had some tough times over the past few years, and you made some bad decisions that you probably wish you could take back. Hey, don't we all, buddy? Don't we all? But I'm here to help you. That's a horrible Arnold accent. Anyway, having a little fun today on the show. That's what it's about, man, right? Try taking yourself seriously for a while. Let me know how that goes for you. Isn't that funny, man? People take themselves so seriously. I posted on my personal Facebook page yesterday. I'm going to talk about a post I made on my fan page. But on my personal page yesterday, I kind of paraphrase it because I don't have my Facebook page in front of me now. But I was talking about a general speaking tip, okay? A tip on everybody should speak. Everybody should be a public speaker. And the only fear you have is an unreal fear. I mean, we're only born with two fears as a child. We're born with the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. That's it. Those are the only two fears we have as a child. Any other fear that you have has been learned or acquired from somebody else or some movie that you saw or something along those lines. Really, we're born fearless, but then we develop all of these fears, and one of them is public speaking, and it's a shame because you have a message, everybody has a message, and you have a powerful life experience to share with other people, but for some reason, you're afraid to, and I get that. I don't mean to sound for some reason as if there's no reason. I know why there's a reason. Mainly, it's the reason of being judged, tripping over some words, and you know, not being, you know, comparing yourself because you're comparing yourself to some other speaker that you've heard. And look, when you speak in front of a group of people, you now have to be somebody that you're probably not in front of that group. Other people may see you as confident. Other people may see you as an expert in something, or you never show who you really are, your true emotions, and really that. And that's a shame, you know, because I've changed. The biggest compliment I've got, and people who know me from 15, 20 years ago, think this is a shot at me, when in fact it's the greatest compliment somebody could pay. When I catch up with an old buddy after a long time, and I used to be this beer drinking happy hour going guy and golfing all the time, throwing caution to the wind, a corporate slave, you know, which I'm still a carefree individual, love a great pint of Guinness. I mean, I love all that. Look, if you're a different person than you were 10 years ago, then congratulations. I mean, that's kind of what's supposed to happen with life. You're supposed to change over time. Who isn't the same person, right? Or who is, rather, the same person they were 20 years ago? But somebody says, Crowley, you're not even the same person you were. I'm like, yeah, exactly. You mean like compared to 1995, for example, 20 years ago? My God, I was 26 years old. I didn't even turn 26 until halfway through 1995. So thank you very much for the compliment, you know. Actually, I take that back. I was 26 because I was born in 1968. The problem is, though, you got a fear now of that you got to be somebody if you're speaking in front of people. Here's the tip, though. You should become a speaker because you can easily pull down thousands of dollars an hour just hosting your own little event in a hotel room in your hometown, you know, speaking about a topic that you're passionate about, whether it's a skilled learning type of thing, whether it's a personal development type of thing, whether it's a spiritual type of thing, your own life experiences you should be sharing with other people, and you should be getting paid very handsomely for that. So I'm working with a coaching client, Sue Relihan. She just hired me I posted on Facebook, what was that, last week? She jumped on it, came on board, my own personal one-on-one mentoring where I create and build a customized presentation for you based on what your passion is, what your purpose is in life, what your product is. You don't need to know what a product is or what it's going to be you're going to sell. We create that too. That's part of the coaching program. And the very first call we had yesterday, it was actually the second one. The first lasted an hour. It was an introduction call. So I could get to know Sue. I wanted to know, you know, what is it, your area of expertise? What is it that you're passionate about that you want to speak about? And yesterday we started building. I sent her the first part of my own million-dollar presentation that I literally take everywhere in the world and speak and earn a lot of money doing it. She's going to do the exact same thing, take her own presentation anywhere in the world, whether it's her hometown of Denver or whether it's Singapore, doesn't matter. And I was telling her the least important thing, here's the tip that everybody needs to understand, okay? The least important person in the room when you are speaking is you, okay? You are the least important person in this entire equation. And that will help you speak because when you realize that you're taking the focus off of you, it has nothing to do with you. All right, has everything to do with the people that are listening to you, all right, with the people who want to learn from you. Look, these people are in pain, man. Whether they just got out of a bad relationship or whether they want to learn how to market their business online, offline, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, they want to learn how to invest in real estate. They want to fill in the blank. They want to learn how to protect their assets through taxes and shelters and all of this stuff. There's a million different things that people speak about, and everybody in that audience has been brought to this event, whether that's 10 people or 10,000 people, they all want to learn from you. And they're not judging you. Heck, they probably don't even know you. You know what I mean? And you're putting the focus on you and what your message is going to be. And really, the second least important thing in any presentation is the slides, the PowerPoint slides. You ever been to an event where here's the worst speaker in the world that you're ever, ever going to hear? All right. They spend the first half hour of a 60-minute presentation talking about who? Them, right? Well, you know, I was published in these different magazines, and I've written 27 books, and I've got a PhD and all these D's and that D and that D. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm sure your parents are very proud of you. And congratulations. Look, there's something to be said for that stick-to-itiveness of staying in school, getting the degree. Writing a book is incredibly difficult to do. It takes commitment and focus. Congratulations. I mean, seriously, your loved ones could not be more proud of you for that accomplishment, and you should stare at those awards and all of your books on your bookshelf all night long. But when you're speaking to a group of people, they could not possibly care less, because how does that impact them? You spend out of a 90-minute presentation, this is what I'm training Sue, and I would love to train you on as well if you come on board my one-on-one speaker training. Just send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line, and I want to coach you to build your brand, create your product, and get out there and market it, man. And what I'm training Sue about is these first slides are very important to build your credibility. There's no doubt you need to edify you, because nobody's going to edify you if you don't. The speaker, the promoter who brings you in to this audience, if you have been brought in to speak by somebody else, it's their job to edify you. When I speak at events, it is the promoter's job to place me at the right hand of Donald Trump or whatever successful business person, Warren Buffett, you want to use as a comparison. It's their job to already say, look, you're about to gain knowledge that you would never gain anywhere else. And if they don't do that, they have done a horrible job. Okay, and it's up to you to kind of then build it up even more. And that's happened to me. But by and large, promoters have done an excellent job of talking about why I'm there to speak, what my message is going to be about, and why they need to be sitting on the edge of their seat, all right? And then the first 10 minutes, that's it. Just 10 minutes out of a 90-minute presentation is me telling them about what I've done and why I'm qualified to speak to them on this topic today. That's it, 10 minutes out of 90 minutes. The rest is all about them. And even in that 10 minutes, I use the word you, Y-O-U, several times in all of these slides. And if you've ever seen one of my PowerPoints, if you've seen me speak, you know I don't spend any time on them. Like, there's an image on a white slide. That's it. I don't have all these multicolors and graphs and things. Why? Why don't you think I spend, or anybody, any top speaker, and I'm talking about people who sell from the platform. They have a product and they sell. if you're a keynote speaker or you're brought into a data convention, an actuarial convention, I'm trying to think of the most boring convention possible in the history of the world, actuarial tables, or you're talking about trends, yeah, you need slides, you need a pointer, you need one of those laser things that are the red dot on the slide and point out stuff. That's great. To me, that's the cure for insomnia. I would be asleep snoring louder than a hippopotamus in the front row if you brought that slide to one of my events. Just that ain't what I do, man. And that's great. We need people like that. Go do your trends and analysis. That's awesome. All right. That's the another part is if you're a keynote speaker and you've already been paid a fee, you know, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is, you've already been paid. Yeah, you can bore the crap out of the crowd or you can motivate them beyond belief, neither of which is going to have a long-lasting impact on them. I'm talking about somebody. This isn't the rubber chicken dinner circuit. I'm talking about somebody who comes in and you've got a product to sell and you are going to, in the last 15 minutes, sell that product that is solving the pain that the audience is in, okay? So I haven't even got to what I'm going to talk about on my Facebook page because I started talking about the other Facebook post. I'll catch up on the next podcast because it's a great saying and I want to illustrate that to you. Today's show, right now, I'm talking about the fear of public speaking and whatever fear that is. Remember, you're only born with two, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises as a baby. That's it. Every other fear you have of flying, being on a roller coaster, jumping out of an airplane, parachuting, speaking in public, whatever that is an acquired fear that you have learned through some other, maybe it got programmed into your subconscious, you didn't even know it, and now you're afraid of it. Conquer the fear. But I want you to speak. I want you to learn how to speak. I want you to get comfortable speaking. Because when you remember that tip, and really you should share this podcast with somebody that you really love because it's a great dynamite tip, is when you take the focus off of you and place it on the audience, the people that are there, there is no pressure anymore. You could sound like Porky Pig, like me, ex-stutterer. I used to get up in front of class, an English class in eighth grade. I remember I couldn't even speak. And everyone in the class would be like, oh, Christ, here comes Crowley. We got to listen to his bull crap for the next time, trying to figure out how to get these words out of his mouth. You talk about pressure. I was sweating bullets. There ain't any amount of deodorant that could have helped me on a day I had to give up and give a speech in front of the class because I was mortified. I was beside myself. I was a stutterer. I mean, it's just crazy. And then I conquered it. And then I conquered it because I said I didn't even have to go to a speech coach. I mean, the speech coaches I went to were worse than problems that I had, you know. They could barely talk. I'm going to them for help on how to speak. You know how I conquered it? I said, the hell with it, man. The hell with it. I'm a speaker. I just owned it. I'm a speaker. No, I'm not saying that's a clinical way to quit stuttering. I'm just saying that's the way I did it. I said, the hell with it. Nobody even cares about what I have to say unless I put the focus on me. If I put all the focus on me and the way I cannot speak, jumping up and down, stuttering, okay, yeah, of course, then they're going to focus on me. If I put the focus on them and talk all about them and the struggles and the solutions that I have for those struggles that they have, I'm golden, man. I'm golden because then they're in their own world. They're thinking about everything going on in their life that I've just exposed that pain, and now I'm going to provide the solution for that pain, whether that's marketing, sales, relationships, whatever that is. Now it's easy. Nobody's even here. They're just hearing my voice, but they're equating it to their life, man. Powerful. You need to speak. You need to get your message out there. Go be a speaker, like Arnold would tell you. Oh, and by the way, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.